has taken control of the country for 1 year after declaring a state of emergency. The military has detained senior politicians, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. Now the ruling junta has announced a purge, removing 24 ministers and deputies and naming 11 replacements. The announcement was made on military-run television and included new appointments for finance, health, information, foreign affairs, and more. Meanwhile, governments and groups around the world are expressing serious concern. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed grave concern over the transfer of all powers to the military, calling it a serious blow to democratic reforms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also responded, saying the United States stands with the people of Myanmar in their aspirations for democracy, freedom, peace, and development. The European Union, Britain, Australia, India, and Singapore all expressed their concerns about the situation as well. A Moscow court has ordered the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to pay a fine of 20,000 rubles, about $265, for violating protest regulations. The fine comes after Yulia Navalnaya attended a demonstration in the Russian capital to demand her husband's release. Tens of thousands took to the streets in dozens of Russian cities on Sunday, demanding the authorities free Navalny. The 44-year-old, who was jailed last month and faces a prison term, is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic. His wife joined a protest in Moscow and was quickly detained and charged with participating in an unauthorized rally. This is VOA News. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15. A police spokesperson and medical professionals say at least 20 others are injured. The dead included four suspects in addition to 11 victims, according to security officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. A well-known top retired general, Mohammed Nur Galal, and young couples on their honeymoon were among those killed. The attack at one of Mogadishu's popular hotels, the Afrique Hotel, began with a car bomb explosion, and then Al-Shabaab gunmen dressed in Somali military uniforms stormed the building. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Among the survivors was a VOA reporter, Abdi Kafi Yusuf Aden, who was inside the hotel. Around midnight Sunday, Somalia's government announced its security forces ended the seven-hour siege. The World Health Organization investigation and tour of Wuhan, China continues. The group of WHO scientists are working to determine the source of the novel coronavirus that first emerged from the region in late 2019. Monday, the group visited a provincial disease control center that was key in the early management of the COVID outbreak. China did not release any details about the team's visit to the Hubei Provincial Center for Disease Control. However, team member Peter Dazak told reporters it had been a, quote, really good meeting, really important. Former President Donald Trump announced a new impeachment legal defense team just one day after it was revealed he had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
With just over a week to go before his Senate trial, Trump has hired attorney David Schoen, who'd met with Jeffrey Epstein about defending him just days before he killed himself in a New York jail, and attorney Bruce Castor, who was a Pennsylvania DA and caught flack for not charging Bill Cosby in a 2004 sex crimes case. Trump's team had initially announced that Bruce Bowers would defend him in the impeachment trial with help from Deborah Barbier, but that unraveled over the weekend due to differences over legal strategy, according to a person who requested anonymity. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks were modestly higher in Monday morning trading following a bumpy week. Investors large and small continued to focus on GameStop and other stocks targeted by online traders hoping to inflict damage on hedge funds. Investors are watching negotiations in Washington over President Joe Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion economic aid package. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.